Cork's Red FM.
John, another tough battle against the All Ireland champions today.
Yeah, I suppose for the time of year I suppose it was a good game. There was a bits and pieces there that was scrappy enough, I'd say, but all in all, it was a good game, a good workout for ourselves, and I suppose in the end it was nip and tuck the whole time, so a draw was probably a fair result.
You mentioned the goal there, took it very, very, very well, Luke.
Yeah, I took it very well, and he's playing, like all the fellas that's come on seem to be stepping up to the play, which is encouraging enough for fellas that have been around a while. And you know, we went out today and with no Niall McCarthy, with no Paddy, no Patrick Horgan, and you know, we have to be pleased with the result. Pity we didn't win it. Ben had a chance at the end, a difficult free, but you know, I suppose, as I said, draw was a fair result.
Yeah, you mentioned the squad there, the fellas that come on, they certainly made a difference with their command. Jerry Carney getting a monster point in the second half.
Yeah, huge point, and Jerry just showed his experience every time he's called upon, and so you know, he's been a great down through the years for Cork, and he just showed it again today, and it's great to have the likes of him to call on from the bench, and we'll be relying on them in the summer, no doubt.
And of course, when the league finally finishes, you're going to have the same opposition again. You know, it's going to be another tough game.
Yeah, I suppose that was a bit of a dress rehearsal there, and I suppose Tipperary knew it and we knew it, and you know, every fella that was going out there knew well that they'd be trying to lay down a marker for the summer, and that's the way the game turned out. It was probably more of a physical battle than it was for Pretty Hurling, but hopefully it'll be something similar and we get the result in May, but it's going to be very difficult from where we're coming from.
And finally, John, the league games are they setting up nicely for the championship this year?
Well, yeah, every game that we played so far was tough and physical. I suppose the change in the way that Hurling has been played, it's kind of moving on from the touch and fast Hurling. It's kind of more physical now, and fellas have to stand up to the battle. And I think, you know, credit awful is there to stop the battle today.
Probably a fair result. I think the first half was a very tight game all through. Yeah. And, you know, looking at all the statistics and all the clashes all over the field, it was 50-50, which kind of more or less told us that as well, you know. Yeah. So, but no, we're happy we draw. It looked as if we'd been down 2 points there, and, you know, in fairness, we battled back and we got the 2 scores to equalise it.
Yeah.
And a bit lucky with Bin's point, you know, hit the woodwork and that's the way it goes, you know.
Tip got a great start, 3 unanswered points, but then ye hit back with 3 unanswered points yourself, so it was kind of even at the start.
It was, yeah, and it was kind of a similar team to Waterford, where Waterford hit us for about 3 points and we settled down, so maybe it's something we have to try and work at and probably look at, say, look, that we're, you know, certain days you won't be able to pull them scores back, so luckily enough we're in a position, we're battling back, we're going well, and, you know, there's good bit of bite about it.
Yeah. James Nagle came into the team today for Ryan Murphy, and he seemed to, I'd say he marked every tip forward that was going, and he had a stormer of game today.
Yeah, Jamie, he's joined the panel this year, you know, he's a young guy, under 21, played with the under 21s last year and played on Maher here again in Páirc Uí Chaoimh and did well. So, you know, and, you know, he was given the big task today of man-marking, and, you know, he stood up to the challenge very well, you know. So we're pleased in that aspect, and I think there were a lot of big performances around the field. I think particularly our backs played very well. You know, we came well into their midfield as well. Pat Cronin played well. So, you know, we're happy enough. You know, obviously you take the win, but we're happy enough with the draw today.
Speaking of big performances, Gardner there in the second half particularly caught some fantastic ball.
Yeah, John had a great last quarter. Really, there was, you know, there was a lot of ball coming down that channel, and in fairness to John, like, he kind of shut the door for us there. You know, so, you know, it was a good. But in fairness to Tip, like, you know, it was a good, honest game. You know, they're here as All-Ireland champions, you can see why, and you know, we're you know, it's a good game, and it kind of sets it up now for the our championship clash at the end of May.
Yeah, speaking before we get to the championship clash, Pat, speaking of the league, you have other games against Wexford and Dublin coming up. They're going to be tough challenges as well.
Oh yeah, like without a doubt, like, and Wexford below and Wexford next Sunday is going to be no pushover. So, you know, but the league is very competitive now, and like today was, if you look at all the games today, there were very, very important games for every team. You know, you had Wexford and Offaly who would be playing, and I don't know what the result was, like, you know, down at the lower end of the table, and then you had, you know, Dublin playing Galway, and Dublin who are flying at the moment, right? So we've Dublin down here, we're under no illusion, they're going well, they're going to give us a big test.
Are you happy with your league performances to date?
We're happy, you know, obviously we'd like to have been in the hunt to try for qualify for the final, but obviously after today, we don't know, we've no chance of doing that. But we're happy enough with our performance, you know, it's going well, we're coming through, you know, mostly injury free and stuff, so we're happy with that.
And finally, Pat, looking forward to that championship game that you mentioned, it's going to be another white hot atmosphere.
Oh yeah, Cork and Tip, you know, it goes without saying, it's always brings, I think both teams are in the best out of each other, you know, it'll be an open, fast, hard game of hurling, you know, no quarters given, and that's what we expect. So, you know, the big challenge, they're all Ireland champions, you'll want to reach, you know, and, you know, we'll have to be really going well to win.